Thank you very much.
Great, Phil. Thank you very much.
We're good. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lowell Wright and Jimmy Brennan will be joining us momentarily.
Guys, have a good one.
Okay, guys, the big man has arrived. 2-goal superhero, 4 for the season. Questions in the room first, and then we'll get to the Zoom portion. Robin.
Well, what are your thoughts on the 2 goals, like right on the plate for you, and you putting them away, and how important it was to turn a loss to a win in the standings?
Funny enough, before the game, I told Abzi, give me an easy one today. So that's what he gave me for the first goal. So shout out to him for that one. But going into the dressing room, down 1, it was, you know, we talked about what we did wrong in the first half, but, you know, we didn't get down on ourselves. You know, it's going to be a game. I mean, we just have to keep bringing it to him, and I was just on the end of 2 good goals. First was Abzi, and then second was a good press by Mikey and Alvaro, and I was just there to pick up the pieces and put the ball in there.
Luis.
First of all, congratulations on your goals today. What do you think changed in the team between the first half and the second half? You generated a lot of chances during the first 45 minutes. The ball didn't want to get in, and then in the second half, you were able to turn the score over. So what do you think changed during halftime?
Honestly, halftime, we talked about it. We said our final third just needs to be better. Just the final product, because we knew we got the chances that we wanted in the first half, but the ball never went in the net. So literally halftime just said put the ball in the net, and that's what we came out and did the second half. Just kept going, doing what we do best.
And just a quick follow up, if I may. How did your teammates congratulate you on those 2 goals today?
Jordan was yelling at me in the first half. He's like, I shouldn't have to yell at you to score the goals, but you know, as one of the younger guys, you know, they like to pick on me and some stuff. So it's okay, though. They're just saying, you know what? If you keep doing that, I have no problem. We'll yell at you all the time if you have to.
Any other questions for Lowell in the room? Great. Nate, let's go to the Zoom.
Thank you. Lowell, I believe you're 6 games unbeaten now in the league, and now 4 points up on Halifax for the 5th spot. How you assess your recent form as a team?
Recently, we've been doing really well. Personally, I feel like it's just we're hitting full stride now. Everybody's healthy. Everybody's ready to go. Everybody knows their role. So I think we can just keep going in this great form that we have going right now.
Thank you.
We're good. Lowell, you're done with us, my friend.
No problem.
Gents, thank you very much. Jimmy Brennan will be in just a moment's time.
We're
good. You do better after that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay, guys. Questions in the room first, then we'll go to Zoom. Robin, presumably.
That was quite a turnaround from the first second half. I mean, you did dominate the first half, but did you probably realize there was such a flip over in the standings if you winning versus losing? Was that anything?
Well, of course. I mean, that's always in the back of your mind as well. We knew how important it was to get the 3 points today. You know, we felt the first half we were in control. You know, we hit the crossbar twice. Alfaro was unlucky. We had a good few chances. And then you start thinking, oh, is it going to be one of those days where it's not going to go in for you? And I think they just go down the other way. And so Levi hits it with his right foot, and it goes in the back of the net. But we knew second half we were going to get more opportunities. We started pushing on a little bit more as well, pressing them harder. And I felt we had a little bit more energy as well in the second half, and we were rewarded with the 2 goals.
Luis?
Yeah. Hi, Coach. Thanks for being with us today. It was a tough game, but you managed to get the 3 points. What would you think were the highlights of your team today?
What were the highlights? Well, one's getting the win, getting the 3 points. Lowell getting 2 goals today, which was great to see the young man get his goals. And I think overall it was just how the team was resilient. You go down 1-0 at halftime, and we came out with a lot of energy, positive, and continue to going forward and creating our chances. So I think that that's a lot of the positives that I got out of the game today too.
And just a quick follow-up. These are very important 3 points because of your fight for the playoff spot. So how was the dressing room after this important victory?
Yeah, they're in a great mood right now. Obviously, look, we were disappointed with our match against TFC and that loss. And we knew our focus had to be on this game today, and you could see the guys, they weren't giving up today. They played for 90 plus minutes, and they were rewarded with 3 points. And they're in good spirits. They're in good spirits now. You know, obviously they'll be looking at the table, seeing where they are in that playoff spot, and they're very happy right now. But we still got a lot of work to do.
Pablo Rivero was unable to get one in the back of the net. Were there any adjustments that you made with him, or a conversation that you had at the midway point when he was struggling to finish his chances?
Look, I mean, I can't help him there, right? When he's on the pitch and he's, you know, a few yards out of goal, he's the guy that's got to put it in the back of the net. Our job is to get him in those situations. And he was getting in those areas, and he was unlucky. He was very, very unlucky. You know, especially the one that came over top with Roger. He had a great first touch. Hits it. I mean, he strikes it perfect, and it's almost one of those shots where you think if he scuffs it a little bit, it'll probably go in. But he hit it in a sweet spot, and it was a difficult one for him. And then another cross comes into the box. I think it comes off his face, and it's Silva. So he was getting in those areas, and that's what we expect from him to do. But yeah, he was unlucky not to get a goal today. I thought he was very good.
Giancarlo.
Jimmy, congrats on the win today.
Thank you.
Lowell Wright has been a player like similar to Max Ferrari, who's taken advantage of all the opportunities he's had. What part of his game have you noticed the most improvement from the start of the year till now?
I think Lowell's, he's constantly improving. You know, the one big thing that we wanted to work on was his hold-up play. And be physical, because he's got such a big frame on him. He's got good weight, he's got power, strength, and he's got to utilize that and understand how and when to use it. And he's starting to really get it and grasp of it. But yeah, look, he's been great. You know, he's loving these moments that he's getting playing. Obviously, he started the other night and he started again today. And we keep telling him to gamble in certain areas. When the balls are out wide, gamble when you get in the box, right? Think that cross is going to come across that six-yard box and make sure you're first there. And obviously, when Abzi breaks down the line, he did. He gambled. He went straight in. You can see his movement coming off the defender to get in that area that he wanted to get in. And it was a tap-in for him. So he's constantly improving, and it's our job now to make sure that we keep teaching him the little things to improve his game.
Nate, I think we're good to go to the Zoom portion of the press conference, please.
Thanks, Nate. Hey, Jamie. Just I guess the question on, and it's similar to some of the guys in the room, but just the ability for the team to fight back and bounce back from that big loss against TFC to pull off the comeback, especially when it looked like through the first 30 or 40 minutes that you guys just weren't going to get a goal just any which way that it fell.
Yeah, you're right. It's always playing in the back of your mind. You're thinking, oh, here we go. It's going to be one of those games where we can't get a goal. But look, they were resilient today. I thought we had very good energy. And we could sense something was coming. We said it to them at halftime as well. We made a couple little adjustments, and we told them it's coming. If you keep working the way that you're working right now, you keep driving forward, something's going to go in for you. And it did. And we felt once we got the first one, we knew a second one, we'd have another opportunity at some point. And then once that second one went in, then that was when we started making a few changes, try to get some fresh legs out and kill the game off.
Yeah, and it touched on it there as well, but just the ability to have, you know, in a situation where Alvaro was just, you know, where nothing was going in for him, just the ability to have Moel there to put two in, to get the goals for you guys. Just how important was that?
Say that again.
So yeah, sorry. Train went through the background there, threw me off. Just a question on I guess having Lowell there to put away chances when it seemed like Alvaro couldn't, you know, buy a goal.
Yeah, of course. I mean, look, he's Lowell's a striker. You know, you expect him to be in the box, and he's got to chip in as well with his share of the goals. You can't just rely on Alvaro to get them. But I thought Alvaro was very, very good. Got in some great little pockets, great spaces. Found himself in some unique situations too, where you know he was getting those opportunities. But I think Lowell just the same. He was working hard to get in those areas in the box, and I'm glad he got his two goals today. He deserved it.
I appreciate you, Jimmy, and good luck with the next one.
Thank you.
Thank you. Dean Abzi had a few chances in the first half and also set up the Lowell Wright's equalizer. Just one of your thoughts on his performance today and how important he's been to you guys all season.
Yeah, look, Abzi's a great player. And you can see the amount of confidence that he's gaining week in and week out. And he's a huge asset to the club and the team. So, I thought he would have scored that one. I think everybody would have put some money down on that one, that he was going to score that shot when he dropped the shoulder and was pretty much one on one with the keeper there and just missed the net. But Abzi's going to get those opportunities. He's going to get in those areas. That's what he loves to do. He loves to run at players. He loves to take players on. And as a defender, it's difficult to mark him because you don't know whether he's coming inside, he's going outside, and he's got great pace. But it's good too, because now you can start seeing when he starts breaking down that left side, our other attackers are starting to make some good runs into the box because they know that ball's going to be coming over. And they want to get in the end of it, and Lowell did today. You know, as a prime example, Abzi getting down the line, good ball across the box, and Lowell's in the right spot at the right time. But he's been great, and I was happy with Abzi today, apart from that flick that he did outside the box. So I had to have a chat with him about that. But overall, I thought his performance was very good today, and it's good to see how much confidence he has right now.
Thanks, Jimmy, and congratulations again.
Thank you.
Gaff, you are done.
Am I done? Perfect. Done. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Recording stopped.
Thank you. Have a good night, guys.